6, The Alan Nathan Show at 9, Jim Bohannon at 10, and Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie overnight tonight. 98.1 and 1590 WAUB.
Good morning. It is 8:16 on the Finger Lakes Morning News on this Friday morning. And we have an event coming up at the Ward O'Hara Ag Museum in Auburn. And then it is on Monday evening. And it's presented by the Partners for Healthy Watersheds. And it is all about farming in the watershed. And here to talk about that this morning, joining us on the phone is Beth Meyer, the Vice President of the American Dairy Association Northeast. Beth, good morning, and thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me on, Steve. I really appreciate it.
And this obviously is an important conversation because farming obviously has a big impact on not only the Owasco Lake watershed, but all of the watersheds in New York and across the country for that matter as well. And tell us the Dairy Association's role in this presentation on Monday.
Sure. Well, let me back up just a little bit. A few months ago, our organization and some other organizations that represent farmers in New York State and beyond really decided that we needed to do something concrete to give farmers a larger role in some of the discussions that were happening about farm practices. You know, a lot of people were talking about what farmers were doing and weren't including farmers in those actual conversations. So we got together with Farm Bureau, Cayuga County Farm Bureau, NEDPA, which is Northeast Dairy Producers Association, and New York Animal Ag Coalition to help facilitate a broader discussion about what constitutes a healthy watershed and how everybody in the community plays a role. And that means everybody. That means residents, business owners, and farmers. You know, our mission statement says that Partners for Healthy Watersheds advocates for environmental sustainable and economically feasible nutrient management solutions in local watersheds by presenting practical solutions and educating consumers about best water quality management practices. We were founded by organizations representing New York dairy farmers, and we look to convene a cross-section of community residents who base decisions and strategy on sound science. And the forum that we've got coming up Monday night is an example of just that. We did a similar forum about 3 weeks ago, the beginning of April. Put it out there. We had a few farmers and a nutrient management planner on the panel, not really sure what kind of an audience or what kind of interest there would be. Well, the interest was there was standing room only, and the interest was also such that we went over our time limit and went quite late, much later than we had anticipated for the poor folks at the museum. So we thought, boy, if there's this many questions, if this many people want to talk to farmers, let's give them another opportunity to do so, and that's what Monday night's going to be about.
And I expect it will be a big crowd because, yes. You know, the farmers, you know, they want to do their best practices when it comes to, as you're going to talk about, manure storage, treatment, and applications on farms and the impact that obviously that has on the watershed. And we've seen examples of it, you know, with some recent incidents where the farms in the county really did the best they could to prevent runoff during the snow melt from entering the water system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our farmers do a tremendous job. You know, we're lucky in this area in particular to have some of the most progressive dairy farmers in New York State and really in the country. They're doing some very innovative things on their farms in terms of manure storage, in terms of manure management, looking at new practices, you know, trying to figure out what's going to be best for the land that they have and the work that they're doing and putting those plans into place. And one of the things that, you know, we think is really important for people to understand is that when farmers are doing these nutrient management plans and applying manure to the land, this is something that comes with a lot of science behind it. They've got experts that are advising them on it that take into account, you know, the different fields that they have, the typical weather patterns of this area, and then, you know, perhaps what we've been seeing the last little bit, which is some kind of atypical weather patterns. I'm actually in Albany at a meeting for a couple of days right now with some other farmers, and, you know, the first question I ask everybody is, how's the weather by by you. Are you guys able to get out on the field? And I'm shocked at the difference, you know, 15 miles can make. I've got some guys who say, oh, yeah, we're moving right along. We're right on time. 15 miles to the west, they're saying, oh, we haven't been out, you know, yet this year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a little bit longer before it dries out. You know, we're at a point now where you're going to start seeing farmers out in the fields, starting to get some of this very important work done. So we thought this was a great time, you know, to open ourselves up to the community and say, here's what we're doing. You have any questions? We're the farmers. Ask us, you know, ask us what we're doing, you know, rather than searching for it on Google. We're happy to open ourselves up. And we also knew, you know, to be frank with you, in the next couple of weeks, our farmers are going to be real busy doing that work out in their fields. So we really thought of this as let's try to get, you know, give the public another chance to ask their questions before our guys are too busy.
And again, it is the Partners for Healthy Watersheds presenting the Farming in the Watershed Forum, and it is Monday evening from 6 to 7:30, although as Beth said, it may run longer, at the Ward O'Hara Agriculture Museum on East Lake Road. And as you say, the men and women that you know, do the farming in the county are going to be busy, but they know the importance of what they do and the impact it's going to have on Owasco Lake and all the other lakes in the Finger Lakes.
Sure. If I can make one request, if you're interested in coming one night, on Monday night, we do ask that you RSVP just so we have a sense of how many people we're going to have in the room. All you need to do is drop us a note at info@partnersforhealthywatersheds.org, or you can check us out on Facebook as well.
And I'm looking at the Facebook page as we speak. And, you know, obviously dairy farming is in the news right now with all the issues going on between the Trump administration and the Canadian government. I don't want to get into that issue, mm-hmm. but, you know, it impacts farmers here in New York State, obviously. The governor, the Senator Schumer, all going to bat trying to help the farmers. And, well, they, you know, the dairy farmers and farmers, and you know, as a whole, have a tough life, and this issue with the manure treatment and application certainly is a part of that.
Yeah, you know, our farmers do really just such a tremendous job, and do a job every single day, so that you and I can just eat. So they obviously, they deserve our respect and our support in every way that we can. And we know that people want to hear from farmers. It's amazing. I've been in my job for 22 years. I have never seen, in the past 2 or 3 years, I have never seen such interest in what dairy farmers do and how they do it, and people really wanting to know the nitty-gritty, the deep-down science of what they're doing. So we're really excited about this opportunity to get some of these really smart guys in a room and have explain what they do. So we're excited for Monday night, and we hope that a lot of your listeners will be able to come out and join us.
And it certainly gives you an indication of what they have to go through so that you can, as you say, go to the store and buy your milk and your butter and dairy products. You know, it's not just show up at the store and buy it. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
Exactly.
And again, it is Monday evening, 6 until 7:30 at the Ward O'Hara Ag Museum. And we'll have the information on how you can RSVP. So they'll expect you, and hopefully you'll get an overflow crowd and have some great information, as you say, from the experts that know what they're talking about.
Yep, absolutely. We certainly hope so.
All right. Beth Myers from the Vice President of the American Dairy Association Northeast has been our guest. Thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck on Monday night.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right. Thank you. It is 8:24 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.
When news breaks, it breaks on Finger Lakes News Radio.
There's some good news in the